President Bush wants $15 million in the next fiscal year to implement more drug testing programs, $5 million more than what is being allocated this year. Pewaukee High School already conducts the testing. According to the principal, parents and students widely accept the program. U.S. Deputy Drug Czar Marianne Solberg says schools like Pewaukee are leading the way in providing safety and security for students. She also says testing can deter new users and help addicted kids get counseling.
This is not an opportunity to ID students and call the police and say, aha, we nailed them. This is an opportunity to help students.
However, opponents believe testing violates students' privacy and creates an atmosphere of distrust between students and school officials. Jennifer Kern is an associate of Drug Policy Alliance, a group that aims to end the war on drugs. She says most of the tests fail to detect drugs most commonly used by students, including nicotine and alcohol. She says the money set aside for testing could better be used to teach students about drugs and the consequences of using them.
We need to be spending our money educating our students, not putting them under these surveillance programs. We would prefer the money go to drug education programs that are more comprehensive beyond the DARE scare tactic model.
Only students who take part in extracurricular activities or park on school grounds are eligible to be tested. Testing kits can vary in price from $10 to over $60 per student. Sherry Nelson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.